This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In the months following the inauguration of Ronald Reagan, I sat weekly, Sunday mornings, under the pulpit ministry of a young man who preached and taught about the protesters and prophets of the Reformation, the Puritans, and the Christian patriarchs whose vision birthed our nation. The experience left me with an insatiable hunger for understanding. I quickly morphed from a man who simply loved his country into a man who could not get enough of America's Christian history. That brief season in my life launched me on what has become a lifelong quest to learn all I can about the Christian beginnings of our American Republic and the ideas that undergird our liberty. In the spring of 1986, I met a man named Dr. Alan Snyder. Like me, Dr. Snyder possessed a love of American history and a passion for the biblical principles which support our Constitution and our traditional American way of life. In the fall of 86 and the winter of 87, Dr. Snyder offered a two-semester course titled America's Christian History. I signed up. He built his presentation around the principal approach to American history, a system that teaches America's founding and our system of government by examining basic, time-tested, biblical principles. Learning history this way helped me to make the connections between ideas, both good and bad, and the courses that nations choose to take. I learned a great deal about American history, about the founding of our nation, about some of the big mistakes our leaders made, and about the power of worldviews and ideas. And I came to understand more fully just how much influence the colonial American church played in shaping our nation. More than anything, I came away encouraged, knowing that people like Dr. Snyder actually existed in the world, and that they, too, longed to help others understand the importance of getting our ideas right. Meeting Dr. Snyder and sitting under his tutelage prepared me for a major step in my life, one that would open many doors and introduce me to a whole new world. I'm reminded of the scripture's characterization of Ezra, the priest appointed to serve in Judah's return from exile and in the rebuilding of the temple of Jerusalem. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. Ezra is recognized here for three things. First, he applied himself to learning. Second, he put into practice the things he had learned. And finally, he taught others. I have devoted myself to learning as much as I can about my country's founding, particularly about her Christian roots. I have especially come to appreciate the biblical principles I have learned, and have realized that simply loving my country is not enough. I want to understand why America has been so good for so long, and I want to teach others. How about you? Do you have a Dr. Snyder in your life? You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.